The impeachment trial of Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich begins today. So how's he feeling?
I had a whole bunch of thoughts. Of course, my children and my wife. And then I thought about Mandela, Dr. King, Gandhi, and
In South Africa is rich with the stories of heroes and heroines.
Mandela, King, Gandhi, and Blagojevich? Well, there's a ring to it. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning. It's Monday, January 26th. John Hockenberry is away today, and Catherine Lanfer is back with us. Glad to have you, and good morning to you, Catherine.
Hey, Adora. Good to be here. This hour, we also look at what's coming up in Washington, the latest on Zimbabwe, the fate of the remaining Guantanamo detainees, plus the 250th birthday of Scottish poet Robert Burns. Those stories coming up, but first, these headlines.
Week two in the White House is shaping up to be just as busy as the first for President Barack Obama. He'll be on Capitol Hill this week to drum up Republican support for his economic stimulus plan. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said on Fox News Sunday that the bill is bipartisan in nature.
A third of the package is tax cuts. That's generally the way the Republicans prefer to jumpstart the economy. We think that tax cuts are probably not the most efficient way to do it, but an effort to compromise, there is a significant chunk of tax cuts in there.
House Republican leader John Boehner supports the tax cuts, but on NBC's Meet the Press, he said they're not enough to win his vote.
If it's the plan that I see today, put me down in the no column.
A House vote on the package is expected Wednesday. House Democrats have a large enough majority to pass it without Republican backing. But President Obama wants bipartisan support for the $825 billion bill.
The man who would control all that money could be confirmed today. The Senate is expected to vote on Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner tonight. Meanwhile, President Obama is poised to allow states to set their own car emission regulations. He's expected to make the announcement this morning. At least 14 states, including California, want to impose stricter air pollution standards on new cars.
Our partner, The New York Times, is reporting that pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has agreed to acquire its rival Wyeth in a $68 billion deal. If the deal goes through as planned, it'll be the largest merger of two businesses in almost 2 years. The average national price of gas is up more than 7 cents, according to the Lundberg survey released yesterday. Japan's Nikkei index fell to a three-month low today. It was the only major Asian market open on the Lunar New Year. Today, the Dow starts at 8078, and the S&P kicks off at 832. And we have a takeaway question, as we always do.
What is it, Adora?
Let's see. We want to know, if you could change Guantanamo Bay, what would you do? What would it look like? And we're also thinking about Blagojevich today. He's comparing himself to Mandela and Gandhi, and maybe he has delusions of grandeur, you might say to yourself. What figure do you most identify with, and why?
Uh-oh.
You got an answer for that?
Yeah, not one I'm going to say on air.
Angela Davis's birthday is today on this Monday, January 26th, so I'm going to throw that out there. What's your thought about historical figures? 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTAKE at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Star Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org. And by the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation to enhance public understanding of science and technology in the modern world.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers are packing in a lot of things the first few days of the week. Tim Geithner is likely to be approved as Treasury Secretary. The new Senator, Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, will be sworn in. And the Senate Appropriations Committee will debate the stimulus bill. And those are just to name a few things this week. For a preview, Todd Zwillick of Capitol News Connection joins us now. Good morning, Todd.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Let's start day by day. Now, today you're expecting a full vote on the Tim Geithner nomination to the Treasury Department, right?
That's right. A full vote on the Senate floor this evening, I think around 6. on Tim Geithner's nomination. People probably remember this one's been dragged on a little bit because of Geithner's tax problems, the problem being that he didn't pay them, or at least some of them, when he was working at the International Monetary Fund. Adore, expect some Republican votes against Geithner. He's going to pass in all likelihood. He will be confirmed tonight in all likelihood. But Republicans have been putting out statements citing various reasons why they'll vote no. Some say they'll vote no because of the tax issues. He just can't lead Treasury and the IRS, by the way, having been warned and then not paid his taxes properly. Others say he's not all that qualified. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama put out a statement before the weekend saying Geithner was head of the Federal Reserve in New York when all the walls came down. He never warned anybody or did anything about it, so he doesn't think he's all that qualified. So those are a couple of examples, but bottom line, he'll probably pass. He'll probably be Treasury Secretary.
And that'll be good news for President Obama as they debate the stimulus package, and we're going to get to that. But let's look at Tuesday. The New York Senator, Kirsten Gillibrand, is scheduled to be sworn in. And are you expecting any controversy there?
No. Why would you say that? Why would the Senate have controversy?
Was that a leading question, Todd? Is that what you're saying?
This one is going to be probably a big relief to everyone, including the Democratic leadership, including Charles Schumer of New York and a member of the Democratic leadership in the Senate. Kirsten Gillibrand will in all likelihood be sworn in on Tuesday and will start to cast her first votes probably on state children's health insurance. That bill is coming back. That'll be her first set of votes on amendments. And let me mention really quickly on SCHIP, which people have heard about before. It's the state children's health insurance program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Congress expanded it last year, or at least tried to, in 2007, I should say. The President Bush vetoed it twice, so the House has already passed their new version. The Senate is passing their version this week. And the interesting thing about it is it has been 8 months, 9 months, or more since Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, has thrown a bill open to all comers. Republican amendments is what I'm talking about. It hasn't happened because his majority was so thin in the last Congress.
Wow.
There were a couple of Republican amendments last week, but this, what you're going to see this week is a long, open debate where senators, get this for a kicker, can actually come and offer amendments freely and vote on them. That has not happened. It sounds basic. You think that's the way the Senate operates. It's the way it's supposed to operate. This week, Harry Reid has said, anyone who has an amendment, bring it. We'll consider them all for the week. So lots of votes probably, lots of open debate, and probably lots of comments from Republicans saying, wow, look at this. We actually get to vote. It might be a new day. A little bit easier for Harry Reid when he has 58 votes.
So this is new tone that we've heard about, the new way of dealing in a very bipartisan manner.
Well, yes, it is part of the new tone and part of the new bipartisan manner, but as I just mentioned, it's a lot easier to have a new tone and be bipartisan when you have 58 Democratic senators and not 51.
Right.
Right?
It's easy to be gratuitous when you're the one in charge. But let's not forget, on Tuesday, there's also hearings on the performance of federal regulators on the Bernie Madoff, the man who was accused of setting up a $50 billion scam.
Right. Hearings in Senate Banking Committee, Chris Dodd's committee. I haven't seen a witness list announced yet. People are interested in the regulators. People are really interested in what happened when the SEC opened Madoff's books, because he was investigated. There were hedge fund managers, competing hedge fund managers on Wall Street complaining about the consistency of his returns, saying it doesn't add up. The SEC was onto him, and they said everything was fine. So senators want to know how that could happen. And that's likely to be the line of questioning there. And then, of course, also Tuesday, there's another big event. We have to talk about the stimulus. We know that.
Oh, yes.
The president is coming up to the Hill on Tuesday. He's facing a vote in the House on the stimulus this week. That's likely to go fine. But he's coming to lunch on Tuesday to meet with Republicans, not to meet with his own people. He did that a couple weeks ago. His own people are fine with this bill. He's going to sit down and have lunch at the weekly Republican caucus lunch and try to convince Senate Republicans to come on board.
And the president was working overtime this weekend, lobbying and trying to make his case for the stimulus. Let's listen to how he described it.
I've proposed an American recovery and reinvestment plan to immediately jumpstart job creation as well as long-term economic growth. I'm pleased to say that both parties in Congress are already hard at work on this plan. and I hope to sign it into law in less than a month.
And let's listen very quickly to Senator John Boehner, who has essentially already laid down the gauntlet that he's not buying it.
Right now, given the concerns that we have over the size of this package and all of the spending in this package, we don't think it's going to work. And so if it's the plan that I see today, put me down in the no column.
Put him down in the no column, Todd. So how do you think this discussion, this vote, this debate is going to go?
Well, that was Republican leader John Boehner of the House, and the bill's going to go to the House on Wednesday. That's the schedule. Again, because of the wide Democratic margins, close to 80 votes, the bill's going to pass. But as you said earlier, Adora, Obama, the president, has said he wants broad bipartisan support for this bill. He wants buy-in. He wants a huge majority of the Congress to feel bought in, to feel like they're on board, because what's his rhetoric? Everyone's in this together. We have to fix this problem together. He wants that reflected in the vote. Now, here's the Republican leader saying, not so far. But the real test, I think the real test is going to be next week in the Senate. And that's really a part of the big reason why the president's coming up to the Hill this week. Senate Republicans have the votes, if they can stick together, to slow this package down. Actually, they have the votes to kill it. They won't do that. They will pass this bill. But he needs Senate Republicans, and this bill's going to bounce around Congress one or two times before it's finalized. And I think what's at play here is Obama wants to convince as many senators as possible to get on board with the stimulus. They'll have the opportunity for changes. They'll have the opportunity to amend it in the Appropriations Committee. And a strong bipartisan vote in the Senate will put more pressure on the House Republicans to cast yes votes. So Wednesday's vote is the first test of the new president's relationship with congressional Republicans, the first test of how successful he and his people have been at getting this bipartisan buy-in and this new era of cooperation so early in his presidency on this gigantic record-setting bill. So it's important, but it's not going to be the last say. It's going to go to the Senate next week. If the president gets a bipartisan vote there, you know, let's say 78, 80 votes for it, it'll come back to the House in some form, because they're not going to pass the same version.
Yeah, but
and
Todd,
that's where he's – go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're talking about how the bill's going to bounce around, but – look, we have economists saying today that the recession is already going to get worse than we had thought previously. What kind of time do we have for this thing to bounce around?
Well, that's a really good question, Catherine, but it probably won't bounce around for too long. Both Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leaders in the House and the Senate, have said President's Day, February 16th, right in the middle of the month, is their deadline. And they both said, if this bill isn't done by then, we're not going home. It's the classic recess vacation threat. So it might bounce around a bit, but, you know, for a bill of this size, Congress has never passed a stimulus package this big. And the fact that they're getting it done as quickly as they are so far is unprecedented. We'll see if they get it done that quick. But the threats have been made. The Democratic leaders have said it's getting done by President's Day or else you're not going home. So we'll see if they make good on that and whether they have to.
Well, we're talking about a carrot and a stick here, right? So they're... House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has put down her own gauntlet and said this has to happen by this date. And the other side of this is a real effort, it seems, by President Obama to build new bipartisan relations.
That's exactly right. And those two things are exactly what's going on. And again, it's the first big test of how good the president's bipartisan relations are. He's likely to get a stronger vote in the Senate. And there's more opportunity in the Senate for disgruntled senators. There are a lot of senators unhappy with the package, but they have more opportunity in the Senate to make suggestions, to make amendments, to add what they want, to try to extract some concessions from the Democrats. You guys want a big bipartisan vote? Extend this tax cut. Take this spending for, let's say, new grass on the mall. That's one they've been throwing out there. That talking point. Take that $200 million out.
Todd Zwillick, thank you so much for your preview of the week. We appreciate it. Todd Zwillick, reporter for Capital News Connection.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.